Stelling poll, Great Barrier Reef scientist Peter Ridwin's landmark freedom of speech victory. By James Stelling poll on April 17, 2019. Professor Peter Ridd has won a landmark court victory in the Australian courts against the university which fired him for daring to challenge the narrative that the Great Barrier Reef is being destroyed by climate change. The historic judgment by Judge Vasta in Brisbane, Australia, found that Ridd was wrongly dismissed by James Cook University in Queensland, Australia. It has been hailed as a major victory for free speech, free academic inquiry and scientific integrity. A spokesman for the Institute of Public Affairs, the Australian think tank which helped raise funds for Ridd's case, said, "This judgment should rightly send shockwaves through Australian universities regarding their commitment to academic freedom and how they deal with academics who hold a contrary view to established groupthink. It marks a victory not just for Ridd but also for his former friend and colleague the late Bob Carter, another outspoken climate skeptic who was similarly traduced and ostracized by the same university." Ridd, professor of physics at James Cook University, was ostensibly sacked for academic misconduct. But as Breitbart News reported last year, the underlying reason was his refusal to play ball on the subject of the Great Barrier Reef. The GBR has become one of the poster children for the Great Global Warming Scare. And much generous grant funding is available to any Australian university department which can claim to show how badly it is imperiled by man's selfishness, greed and refusal to amend his carbon-guzzling lifestyle. But Ridd just wasn't having it. As he told Fox News last year, "I have published numerous scientific papers showing that much of the science claiming damage to the reef is either plain wrong or greatly exaggerated. As just one example, coral growth rates that have supposedly collapsed along the reef have, if anything, increased slightly." He went on, "The Great Barrier Reef is in fact in excellent condition. It certainly goes through periods of destruction where huge areas of coral are killed from hurricanes, starfish plagues and coral bleaching. However, it largely regrows within a decade to its former glory." These statements went down like a cup of cold sick with his university colleagues, not least when he publicly criticized their misleading studies which had claimed, on little scientific evidence, that the Great Barrier Reef is being harmed by climate change. He wrote, "The ARC Centre of Excellence is part of James Cook University." Not unsurprisingly, the university was keen to slap down Ridd's uncollegiate behavior. But now a judge has found that he was perfectly within his rights to blow the whistle on his colleague's dodgy science. Had Ridd lost the case, it would have been ruinous both for his finances and his academic future. It was a huge gamble, not least because JCU was determined to crush him, and is believed to have spent as much as $1 million on the case. Ridd could only afford to fight the case thanks to the $260,000 he had been given by well-wishers. The outcome was by no means certain because JCU chose not to fight its case on the rights or wrongs of the science, only on the narrow considerations of whether or not Ridd was technically in breach of his contract. Happily for Ridd, and for the cause of honest science, academic inquiry and freedom of speech, Judge Vasta ruled that the overriding factor in the case was the university's Clause 14 on intellectual freedom. This begins, "JCU is committed to act in a manner consistent with the protection and promotion of intellectual freedom within the university and in accordance with JCU's code of conduct," Judge Vasta said in his scathing written summary. Incredibly, the university has not understood the whole concept of intellectual freedom. In the search for truth, it is an unfortunate consequence that some people may feel denigrated, offended, hurt or upset. It may not always be possible to act collegiately when diametrically opposed views clash in the search for truth. He added, "That is why intellectual freedom is so important. It allows academics to express their opinions without fear of reprisals. It allows a Charles Darwin to break free of the constraints of creationism. It allows an Albert Einstein to break free of the constraints of Newtonian physics. It allows the human race to question conventional wisdom in the never-ending search for knowledge and truth. And that, at its core, is what higher learning is about. To suggest otherwise is to ignore why universities were created and why critically focused academics remain central to all that university teaching claims to offer." Nice job, Judge Vasta. Many congrats, Peter. And thanks to all the Breitbart readers who helped contribute to his defense.